Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
It just sounds like we're in such a good mood right now. Everybody is, like, people are tired and...
Wait, let me drink half of this.
I was thinking about making coffee, but I feel like that's a dumb idea.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I was deciding between alcohol and coffee.
Did you send me something from Lemon Zesty, Katie?
Ha, yes.
It was so nice. Thank you. I got it today. It was so mysterious.
What was it?
It seemed like this woman in Georgia was sending me something. And the card said, Abigail Appreciation Society.
Oh, really?
And on the back it said, thanks for holding it down your heights.
Aww,
from Monica.
That's awesome.
I'm like, oh, thanks, Monica. I don't know who you are.
Just a random fan from there. You should, because you do a lot of awesome stuff. That's why I sent that to you.
You're too much. That's so sweet. Thank you. I love the little artwork that she did.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
The little baguettes.
It was a few, like, feminist, you know, like, there was the Statue of Liberty taking her earrings off and saying,
oh,
my
yeah,
earrings.
Yeah, you showed me all. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I was like, Abby needs this stuff because she's always fighting all the fights that I'm like, I fight them, but I have a baby that I'm fighting with as well, so I'm being a really pathetic activist, but I, you know.
You have the heart of an activist. Uh-huh. That's all we need.
And the fists of a baby fighter.
And the child of Satan, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, man. I wonder what the fist
I can't
of
wait
a baby
to put those on the fridge or show them to her grandparents when they come.
Oh yeah. You have to hide them for a while, I guess.
I think I will.
No, I hope not. No, I mean, if it were me, I'd put them on my boobs and be like, look at this. Check out this feminist bullshit right here. Woo! And by bullshit, I mean that in a good way, not a bad way. But just it's on my boobs, so it's like, boobs. You have to stare at them.
That's what we like to call mixed messages.
Wait, who's we?
She's naked and has feminist bullshit written on her boobs. It's sort of like when you try to figure out when a sentence has like five or six negatives and you're like, okay, which double negatives cancel each other out?
That's too good.
I like that. The funny thing is, I just meant to just pin them to your shirt on your boobs, but I like that it went
naked
to naked boobs. Mm-hmm. That's the best part about that. I like the escalation, because that's even better than what I thought of. Just walk around topless while your in-laws are there with feminist things on your breasts, but then also feminist bullshit written on there. It's perfect. They'll be very confused. They'll be like, I'm not sure where she stands. But those are some nice boobs. But feminism is good. Just in case I use this, I'll just be like, just in case.
The very slim chance.
You guys, we have...
How long is it going to play? Like 10 minutes?
You could look and know. I've played it before. That's it.
Well, I'm just used to you playing like really, really long intros now
one?
That just keep going on. Oh, God.
What's
no.
that sound?
Also sprocked Zathura start. I don't know what the future
is. Oh, I thought you heard me.
Shut up.
I thought you heard me eating grapes.
What's that? It's the sound of grapes. Okay, stop!
There it is! All I can see on your shirt is penis.
This is the one that Alex commented on before. where he was like, does your shirt say penis? Oh, I know, Greg did. Greg commented on it.
The penis smite.
I commented on it because I knew it.
Yeah. Or somebody asked, someone was like, why does your shirt just say penis?
And I'm cool like that. I know Celebrity Jeopardy SNL.
Yeah.
From 20 years ago or whatever.
Well, if you put in the thing about the feminist bullshit on your boobs, also put in that I'm all up on, you know, 20-year-old pop culture references.
That's me too. I don't really, I'm like trying to think of what I could say that's current.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande.
We were just commenting on the fact that when we were in college, YouTube didn't exist.
Oh my god, which is so weird. I didn't believe that. I'm like, that's not true. YouTube totally existed, but it didn't.
If it had, we would have gotten nothing done. I don't think I would have graduated.
When it started, there were like 8 videos on it, so
yeah.
You could have watched it in an evening and then graduated.
How old do you think I am? No, actually, older than them.
Don't ask that.
I was gonna say, weren't we all just talking about how YouTube wasn't around when any of us were in college?
Go with the mixed messages, Greg. Go with it.
How did this turn into a dangerous situation? Anyway,
the difference is that YouTube was created when I was in college.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck you.
I think.
You teeny tiny baby man.
You are a tiny baby.
Tiny
you,
baby
tiny
man.
Baby
teeny tiny baby hands.
Now what do I do to start the show? I forget.
Wee little 1 year younger than me baby.
Oh my god, Greg is a baby too.
He is
I
a
forget.
Baby too. Oh, what the heck, you guys.
Greg seems so much older than you, Eric. What's going on? I'm confused. Like, Greg's like 50 years old, right? Like me. We're both 50, apparently. I don't know. I always think that I think that Greg is like the same year as me, but not. But I guess not.
No.
That's
but,
weird.
But older, apparently. Greg's just like me, but older.
I mean, I know you're under me, but
what? Is this that feminist bullshit again?
Yes. All right, let me get a pen and write it on my boobs. I'm scratching them anyway, apparently. I'm just this has got to be really attractive. I'm just sitting here scratching my boobs. Scratches.
But it's like upside down because you had to write it like this.
You poor sad person. Are you
Hello.
Waiting?
Just I don't go. Know what I'm doing.
You can do
I'm
it.
Totally geared up and ready and in the mindset. Can you tell?
Well,
hello.
You might have to play the music again.
Yeah.
Because that music. Oh.
This one was a good one. Hello. Should I read this? Are you gesturing
I'm
towards this?
To help you, you poor.
Help me. Help. Help, help. It's happening. Once upon a time on Pork Fried Dice.
Back up a little
bit. Once upon a time on Pork Fried Dice.
Come over here. God.
I'm going to have Amazon deliver you a drink.
Yeah, you need to drink the whole thing right now. Go.
It's mostly gone. The party, once upon a time, long ago, had been heading westward towards Kresk as established via email spelled K-R-E-Z-K.
Weird.
And the possible location of a den of werewolves that had kidnapped a young boy named Nat, the grandson of a citizen of Vallaki.
Nat's pants.
Nat's pants. On the road, the party was beset by a group of said werewolves, who were eventually dispatched, though the fight seemed like it had taken weeks with time enough to celebrate a holiday in the middle of it. They were so thoroughly defeated that you were unable to question any of them as to the whereabouts of the missing child.
Oh, crap.
And so the party decided to first head to nearby Kresk to try and obtain more appropriate gear to finish their rescue mission.
What, really? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, everyone was like, we need to have silver weapons. I remember that. And I was like, I don't even use weapons, but I guess I'll go along, because what the hell.
When we last left our heroes, they had just caught sight of Kresk in the distance as they heard a large bell begin to toll.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we are.
All
right. So you are headed down the road towards Kresk. You come to a junction in the road where the road branches north. And as you head, you begin to climb a rocky escarpment Is that how you pronounce that word?
Yeah.
I would say escarpment.
There's nothing. It feels like something should be silent in that word to me.
Escarpment.
Escarpment.
Like escargot.
We silenced a lot of things. It's just eh.
Eh.
Eh. That's how you pronounce that.
The road climbs a rocky eh. ending at a gatehouse built into a 20-foot-high wall of stone reinforced with buttresses every 50 feet or so. The wall encloses a settlement on the side of a snow-dusted mountain spur.
Is this Kresk? Is it just a settlement?
This is Kresk.
It's not like a town. It's just like a tiny place.
Well, let's see. Beyond the wall, you see the tops of snow-covered pines.
Wait, I don't know what a spur is. What's a mountain spur?
Like a thing that juts out.
Like a...
A pointy foot.
Yeah.
A pointy foot.
Really?
It's like a spur. Hill? Like it juts out from like the mountain. Mountain
oh,
spur.
So it goes sideways. So these
Yeah,
people
like
are...
there's a mountain range and this kind of sticks out from...
So they're living perpendicular to the ground.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You should see their deformities. Just wait. Actually, that is there is some foreshadowing there. You'll see.
Did you know that birds? Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Birds
Did you
live
know that birds?
Did you? No, I didn't. Birds.
Birds need gravity to swallow, so we can't send them into space.
Oh, weird.
Well, there goes my weekend plans.
I was gonna send a whole bunch of birds into space. Damn it.
I was just thinking if there are birds living on this escarpment spur that they would be sideways and couldn't swallow.
Oh, poor birds.
Swallows.
Swallows.
That's where they get their name.
No, they couldn't swallows. There's no swallows.
They couldn't swallows. You birds couldn't swallows.
Okay. Sorry to derail.
Mountain spur. Mountain pointy foot. What was it?
Yeah.
Spiky foot.
Pointy foot.
Beyond the wall, again, you see the tops of snow-covered pines and thin white wisps of smoke.
So there's trees in their little place.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. This is really a rural place. Mm. Rural. It's the rural. Yay! Murder.
The somber toll of a bell comes from a stone abbey that clings to the mountainside high above the settlement.
Ooh, the abbey. Is that what the bell tolls?
Yeah, this is somber. That's the somber toll.
That's so weird.
The steady chime is inviting, a welcome change from the deathly silence and oppressive fog to which you have grown accustomed.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to tell at this distance, but there seems to be a switchback road clinging to the cliffs that lead up from the walled settlement to the abbey. The end.
Oh, you're done.
I'm trying to look up, because the abbey and is one of these
credits.
Things. Yeah, done. I'm trying to... There was something... Wasn't it...
Katie's checking her card reading notes.
Well, yeah, sorry. I thought there was something about an abbey, no?
I think we were just expecting to find a jewel in an abbey, right?
It's something about... Okay, so this card sheds light on one who will help you greatly in the battle against darkness. A Vistana wanders this land alone, searching for her mentor. She does not stay in one place for long. Seek her out at St. Markovia's Abbey near the mists, which is like literally everywhere. So that doesn't tell you anything.
What does it mean near
the mists?
Is
that what the card said?
This is not helpful. Oh, thanks. Okay.
Did Ben Ricken tell us? I feel like this is somehow related to that person who, like Ben Ricken's former student or something.
It was, yeah, because so the Vistana wanders this land alone searching for her mentor. The mentor, we kind of, I think we can figure, since it's Dungeons and Dragons and not actually a giant world where there's like millions of people, I think we can figure that Rictavio's mentee is the one that was in this prophecy, even though he was like, well, I don't know.
What I haven't told you, here. Literally every person you've met has a mentee. Yeah. They're a mentor. Oh, yeah.
Who's Galdar's
And they're
mentee?
All in the abbey.
Even Victor? Oh, man. The cat woman has a little cat kitty prodigy?
Yes. Come These are real questions.
Sorry, I'm busy getting drunk.
God. Okay, well.
So there you are. You're at this junction in the road. I'm assuming you're heading towards Kresk.
Right.
Unless any of the sight of this is like, I don't like snow-topped pines.
I just don't understand. Like, this is a rural settlement. How the freak are we supposed to find silver weapons here when we... Man, maybe they have them back. Guys, let's turn around and go back to Valaki. I think that's what Eric wants us.
Will turns back into the Baron.
Gavin, let's go back to my town! All right, yeah, no, I guess that's what we decided before, so let's
You go. Turn around and there is a giant brick wall behind you. It's slowly pushing towards you.
Oh no, run!
It takes the curve, pushing you up this spur in the road, up this bony foot, this spiny foot, this toothy foot. All right, so assuming you head up the road, as you go up the road, the air grows colder as you approach the walled settlement. Two square towers with peaked roofs. Sorry, the card says roofs.
Oh man, why doesn't Madden Eva's card say roofs? That would have been amazing. It would have been like,
it's rupees.
Roofs.
Oh, rupees.
Rupees. Doodle doo doodle doo doo doodle doo. Two square towers with peaked poofs.
Okay.
Peaked moops flank a stone with peaked top parts. Flank a stone archway into which is set a pair of 12-foot-tall iron-bound wooden doors. Carved into the arch above the doors is a name. Kresk.
Oh.
Spelled K-R-E-Z-K.
It's here, we did it!
Canonically defined and spelled as Kresk.
I think both of the K's are silent, though.
is a name. The walls that extend from the gatehouse are 20 feet high. Atop the parapet.
What's the gatehouse? Is that the towers? Or, wait, what's the gatehouse?
It's these towers flanking the archway.
That is the gatehouse.
That's the gatehouse.
And what is a parapet, after all?
A parapet is a walkway atop a wall.
I know that because of Blazing Saddles.
I really? Really? They talk about parapets and Blazing Saddles?
He says, I was just walking the parapet, taking a look. He was just making out with his secretary. It's the mayor guy. The Baron. I'm just gonna,
and that taught you what a parapet is?
Yes, because when I was little, when I was little, my dad showed me these Mel Brooks movies that were probably completely inappropriate for a small child. But who cares? It's was amazing and genius.
Young Katie, a parapet is a walkway atop a wall. He's saying he was there, but in reality, he was fucking his secretary.
My dad would have been so offended that you just joked that he swore. He would have been like, what?
Stopping.
No. I'm yeah, there you go.
Is it time for a break? No, just
might be. I need more vodka.
All right.
My mule is dead. Atop the parapet, you see four figures wearing fur hats and clutching spears.
Oh.
They watch you nervously.
Uh-oh, nervously.
Oh, how can we tell they're nervous? Are they shaking?
Yes.
Are their hats? Their hats are trembling.
There is much, much fur quivering.
It's a quiver.
Sounds weird. Quivering of fur. Don't ask me why.
Are you thinking their hats are beaver fur hats, perhaps?
Nope, that's not even what I was going for. I was going for furries. Sorry.
Oh.
I've recently, obviously... What? Come to terms with my dirty mind. Remember, I said, oh, I am just a person that has a terrible dirty mind.
They're all holding dildos and they're just waggling back and forth.
God. So it's not so much trembling as vibrating.
You can see them vibrating.
And they call them spears.
This game is really taking a weird twist.
And we have 19 seconds of usable material to throw this evening.
Exactly. As usual.
Yeah, we're ahead of the curve.
All right, so they're scared. All right.
Nervous.
I'm going to elbow Irina and be like, aren't you freaking political material. Let's go. Let's go, lady.
What does that mean?
Be nice. I'm not in the mood right now.
Well, stop bothering her, says,
Nick. Your nope. character is Nick.
Who else is with us? The cat lady?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, Madeline.
Yeah, that's her name.
Oh. She's there?
Yep.
What am I bothering
She's
her?
She's flying around right next to you.
Shh, Madeline. I'm not talking to you. I'm very avoiding you.
We forgot you were
what
here.
What do you mean, leave? Leave her alone. She's the Baron's daughter. She should be able to, you know.
Of Kresk?
Political her way into this place. Political her way.
The cat lady rubs against your leg, Rafina, and says, little kitty, cold.
Aww.
It is, there is a bit of a nip in the air, as I said.
It's a bit nipply out.
Titty bit nipply.
Aww. There, there, kitty lady.
And she just purrs and rubs up against you some more. She's definitely staying close, perhaps for warmth.
Lank leans over to Bathwack. What is wrong with that woman?
I want to know, too. Just tell us. Go! Just tell us.
She thinks she's a cat!
Well, that clears that up.
I have to spell everything out for you people!
Rafina looks up at the fur quivering people.
The quivering
and,
furries.
Waves. Hi! You look nervous!
Who? Someone stammers. Who goes there?
I'm Rafina. Hi!
State your business!
Where's Nat?
You stole him, didn't you? I'm just kidding. I didn't say that.
You see them lean into, like, the other people up there. Who?
Nat!
Who?
Nat of Knott's Pants! You know.
Is that like Knott's Berry Farm?
Do you have any hot cocoa?
Hot? What?
Go with our
Can we
place?
Come in? Like,
yeah.
Please?
What business do you have here?
Nat!
We're here for the church. We're here to visit the church.
And you see them lean in and confer with each other. And they lean back and they say, just wait there!
Okay, but we're freezing cold, and this woman who thinks she's a cat is extremely cold because she has no actual fur.
One of them disappears down the, you presume, down a, maybe a stairway or something behind the wall.
Or
maybe they
just
plummet
it?
To their death.
Yeah. No, is he just doing the behind the wall, like uh-huh. getting lower and lower?
One of them all looks right, like he's bye. Paddling a canoe. So yeah, one person disappears and the others just keep eyeing you. It's going to be a couple minutes. You could stare back, or if anybody has anything to say, feel free.
Irina, come on! All right, we have the mayor of Velaki's, the burgomaster. Is it still the burgomaster? Was it the burgomaster of Velaki? No, sorry, it's not Velaki! It's the other shitty town!
I'm somehow dubious of whatever claim you're about to say.
All right, Irina, we have from the village of Barovia, Irina Kolyanovich here. She's the mayor's daughter. She's important, probably, in this tiny-ass valley. She's a politician's
good,
daughter,
good,
okay?
Good. Play to their vanity.
They look between each other, they look to one another, and they all seem to be reluctant to speak up. The one who was speaking before was the one who had left. And then one of them says, how do we know?
All right,
that's her.
Irina, what secrets of, what Barovian secrets dost thou possess?
No, we set them on fire.
All right, I'm going to set you on fire now! No. Watch out!
I was talking to Irina.
Oh, that's true! You can do that too! Fuck, I forgot.
We didn't know that Irina Kolyanovich had some weird black gross arm!
Hey, I don't think she'd be showing it around. She probably has her
yeah,
cloak
it's cold.
Over it.
She's got a shawl.
Yeah, come on. Shut up, guards! You don't know that information!
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Well, that's as may be, but it's cold out here, and we'd love to come in and find some shelter.
A figure comes back up the wall, the person, the guard that you were speaking with before, and someone is accompanying them. They walk up to the edge of the wall, and they place their hands on the edge, and they say, Yeth, how may I help you?
Oh, no.
Who are you?
I am the burgomaster of this town, Dmitri Kretkov.
Okay, well, this is Irina Kolyanovich. Dmitri, Mr. Dmitri, your baron-style person.
Baronship?
Your baronship.
I am no baron.
Oh, wait, didn't you just say that?
No, I am the burgomaster.
Oh, damn it, burgo-style person. Your burgomastership?
The Burgo King, perhaps.
Burgo King.
Wait, what's the difference between a baron and a burgomaster?
I thought it was the same thing.
A baron is a title, a sign of nobility.
Oh, wait, so the
burgomaster is a governmental role.
Wait, so the mayor of Valaki was also a baron?
Yes, that's
correct.
Oh my
god, I should just change it. Hello, I'm the baron. No, I'm just kidding. I won't just change in front of it. I'll be right back.
I forgot that I was a baron.
I'm going to be leaving now. Somebody else might come around soon. Yeah. Bye. And then you do the walking down the stairs, but there's no wall.
I totally paddle a canoe away. There's no wall. I just pretend to paddle my canoe.
The elevator one would be great.
Yeah.
Walk behind my shield.
God. Okay. Well, I mean, again, your burgomasterness.
Yes.
This is Irina Kolyanovich. I was just trying to explain to the other guards. Irina Kolyanovich of come on, Irina.
Oh yes, of Barovia.
Yes, here, this is her. She wants to come in.
How I've never met you, Irina. How do I know it's you? And she
I love it when you have to switch between characters. So disappointed. You like think someone's gonna talk to you.
Damn,
and see it in your
what
eyes.
What am I doing talking to that character? There's four perfectly good characters I could be talking to right now.
I'm sorry. It just makes sense.
And so she looks up and she's about to talk, and then the kitty ladies and then Nick is like, and then Madeline is like, and then one of the other guards is like, you guys can take a break. I'll just record this next part. Come back in about 45 minutes. Anyway.
Irina, just show him your driver's license.
Yeah, obviously. Come on.
She says, I don't know quite how to prove it to you.
Don't you have like a seal, like a ring? Hi, I'm the mayor of this town kind of ring. I thought noble people had rings.
Did we bury
that sounds like a good idea, she says. That's a good idea.
How about a tattoo? You got any
Let's
tattoo?
Go back. Let's go back to my brother. Let's go back to Ismark.
All right.
Get a ring.
She must have a birthmark or something.
That
it was
everyone
on,
knows
it was
about.
On, it was on my arm, she says, and aww, bows her head.
Aww.
And then she looks up. Bathwack, do you still have it?
No.
Oh, we don't have to go as far back as your brother. We just have to go as far back as the mausoleum.
Yeah. I'm just hanging my head now.
Well, that's all very well and good, he says after this conversation. We here in Kreth, we are a closed community. We neither export nor input goods. So if you all have something you could offer to us, perhaps that we could allow you into the city.
You just said you don't import.
I didn't say city. The village.
You mean the settlement.
It's the village of Kresk.
The settlement.
Rafina.
It's the village.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Try harder. We want to get inside.
Wait, so you said you don't trade, but what did you say at the end? I'm sorry.
He wants
we
us
had
to trade.
To offer? Oh, you do want to trade.
If you have something to offer to the community, then perhaps we could discuss letting you in.
Could we perhaps discuss this, like, somewhere warmer?
Are you in need of healing or medicine?
Or toothpaste.
Maybe,
Well, what's toothpaste? We actually have, I don't know if you're in need. It sounds like something. We have created this substance that you can clean your teeth with. We have these special mint plants that grow here that we craft this, it is kind of like a paste. That's a pretty good name. That you can, freshen your mouth with.
My what?
Did you use too much of it?
The one side effect is that it makes your tongue numb. I was hoping it would wear off after the first week and a half. But I have been sorely disappointed.
Are you mocking me, sir?
Oh no, this is one of the guards.
You know, I guess if you don't want people who've been touched by the Morning Lord to enter your village, that'd be a very unfortunate thing. And then I want to cast a... What the heck is it? I'm going to cast...
Prestidigitation?
No.
Magic missile?
I just blow them up.
Create bonfire.
I'm going to cast... major image.
Whoa.
And I'm going to, like, have us all surrounded by a holy light. Like, oh, as soon as I say
touch. Does the sound happen?
Yes, yes. It's going to be like that. Like, if you don't want anyone touched by the Morning Lord, oh, well, fine. Well, I guess we'll just be on our way and save somewhere else.
We're never getting in.
All right, so this major image occurs. You are all bathed in this glorious bright light.
I like the idea that everyone else is like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I didn't tell anybody. Everyone's just like, ah!
Bathwack drops to his knees and immediately starts praying. Rufina's singing. You see them all kind of take a step back. The burgomaster puts a hand to his heart and says, Oh my, yes, certainly, come in, open the doors, let them in!
Yes!
That's a horse of a different color!
Why didn't you say so?
Alright, and, somebody goes down the stairs, the others look like they file behind, and, eventually the doors, crack open. And they're open enough for you to pass into the village.
I want to.
Of Kresk.
I was gonna say I like keep the light going as much, and as we walk by, that's the light is dimming as we walk through, but the sound, like, they all hear it, like, just following us as we go by them
forever.
Forever. Anytime anyone comes near us.
What did you say? I can't hear you over the angels singing. Could you tell the seraphim to keep it down? All right, so you walk in past the door into the village.
Yay!
Are we warm yet?
No, it's still cold.
We gotta get to the church.
This is the whole village has a dome. It's like the super dome.
Do you really think that a large stone church is gonna be any warmer?
Well, they often have fires.
Oh, maybe at the churches you go to.
Well, pardon me. Lank's still trying to figure out where the sound of angels is coming from.
So yes, as you walk in, you're able to get a better glimpse of what lies beyond the walls. The mist-shrouded village beyond the wall is nothing more than a scattering of humble wooded cottages.
Dang.
Along dirt roads that stretch between stands of snow-dusted pine trees. So many trees, in fact, as to constitute a forest. Hmm. To the northeast, gray cliffs rise sharply, and the road winding up to the abbey is easy to see from this vantage. The burgomaster is there to greet you, and he is grinning widely. You notice that his teeth are very white. and he shakes each of your hands as you walk in. Welcome! 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 Yes, thank you, thank you. I want everybody to make an insight check.
Oh, boy.
11.
9.
11.
Twins.
Twinsy.
12.
All right.
12.
Batwack. You think that the burgomaster, he seems to be, like, maybe, like, overcompensating. Like, he seems to almost have, like, a forced smile on his face. Something seems to be bothering him, and he's definitely struggling to keep up this glad facade.
You said Bathwack notices this?
Correct.
Okay.
Or I'm the only one?
Nobody else does.
I just want to make sure I'm still oblivious. I rolled a 9, oh. Bathwack, you.
Yes, Lank, you're still oblivious.
I'm still looking for the angels.
I'm going to give him a very natural winning smile, but it's completely going to come off forced.
You both just are like grinning, just like with bared teeth at each other. He says, yes, yes, welcome to Kresk. I'm so happy to welcome such people that are as blessed and honored as you. What can we do for you? What business do you have here in Kresk?
What is our business? I mean, we were coming in this direction.
Wait a second. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, what the hell? What are we doing here?
Oh, right. Yeah, the Morning Lord told us to avoid this place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, guys. Run!
See you later.
Told us to burn it down from the inside.
Okay. So...
just visiting?
Well, on our way here, we were attacked by some GD werewolves. Do you have any silver weapons?
GD. Thank you for avoiding profanity in my presence. It greatly upsets me. Yes, the werewolf. That's something that's been plaguing us for some time. No, unfortunately, we do not have any silver weapons.
Have any idea where we could get some?
Oh, I mean, Valaki has a lot of fancy things. I mean, if you're looking around here, not
let's
that
I... turn around again. Come on.
Not that I don't believe that I would strongly recommend it, but I mean, he looks back over his shoulder up towards the abbey. He says, I mean, there could be something like that up in the abbey. I'm assuming there may be some treasures up there.
What do you mean, not that you'd want to recommend? What, you said something like that, like, what, the abbey's not a good place to go?
Well, not any time recently, no. The abbey, though, you know, at one point was a hospital and a convent, but that was a long time ago. The abbey is the Abbey of Saint Markovia. She was the saint there, and she took a stand against Thrawn many, many, many years ago, and unfortunately she was defeated. And since then, after Thrawn cemented his hold upon this land, the clergy either went mad or something. It has not been a, let's say, a hospitable place.
How long has that been? That's crazy. Sorry, you were going to say that, and then you couldn't find it, and now I'm asking specifically what a douchebag I am.
I would say at least 100 years.
Oh, man.
There is someone there. There is a new head of the abbey. I say new. He's the current head of the abbey. We just know him as the abbot, but he
is crazy too.
Well, he arrived well over a century ago.
What?
Why is he that old? Has anyone checked on him lately?
Well, he occasionally visits the city. Sometimes visits the shrine of the White Sun, which
he
is
can't
by
be
the
human.
Pool. Well, since he arrived, with I wasn't here, obviously. He apparently hasn't his appearance hasn't changed since then.
All right, guys, time to head back to Valaki. God damn it.
Oh. Needless to say, nobody visits the abbey anymore. Occasionally he will again, like I said, visit us. He demands tribute in the form of wine, but other than that, we don't know what much happens up there. You'll find that sometimes you'll hear these odd screams or terrible laughter emanating down from the abbey.
Well, I feel confident we can go to the abbey. We're being followed around by these angels. Like, still sort of looking around, like when you play hide and seek and you, like, suddenly jump behind something to see if someone's hiding there. He's, like, jumping behind things, trying to surprise the angels, still can't find them.
Will's, like, making the music increase and decrease, like...
Everybody ducks.
They're doing figure eights over our heads.
Or there's like an angel highway outside the walls and just driving by.
Yes, exactly. It's the angel Doppler effect.
So, team, let's go to the abbey.
Yeah.
Although they may not have fires lit at the moment, we could probably still get it warmer in there than it is out here.
I'll bet Irina could light it on fire.
Oh, anyway, I forgot she could do that now.
Yeah, hey, do you know anything about vampires? You know, Strahd being your vampire king of this land. Is it possible that the abbot is a vampire?
Well, some people think that that could be the case, or maybe it is Strahd himself in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rumor that's been bandied about, but nobody really knows.
What does he do when he visits the shrine?
People kind of keep their distance. He seems to just kind of stand there, from what we've seen.
What a weirdo.
It's a small white gazebo, which is by the pool at the north end of the village.
Do we want to check that out first? He goes there every time he comes down here?
No, sometimes. Oh. Other times he comes down, like I said, asking for his tribute of wine.
And what's the shrine to? What did you say the shrine was for?
It's for the Morning Lord. It's,
Ew, so wait, he's shrine a vampire of the White that Sun. Likes the Morning Lord. Weird.
If he's a vampire.
He's totally a vampire! What are we kidding ourselves here? Will so mad. Damn it! Vampires everywhere!
Will, we're probably going to have to face a couple of vampires before we find a way out of here.
What time of day does he come down to visit the shrine?
If you're asking about, like, the whole vampire thing, I mean, it's during the day.
Yeah, but Strahd has shown up during the day, I'm pretty sure. Because there's no sun.
Doesn't he have a big visor over his head?
Yeah, but it's because he's an accountant.
Oh, okay. It's Max Bialystock.
Unhappy.
Oh, no, it's Mel Bloom. Yes!
Unhappy.
Mel Bloom.
Mel Brooks!
Yeah! All right. So he likes the Morning Lord. He's a vampire. Let's go check him out. Just kidding. I don't agree. Will protests. I don't want to go there. Wah.
Great protest. You have the heart of an activist.
I mean, okay, so like, here, okay, so it is Will. Shut up, you bitch. So Will's like, so really, why do we need to go up there? Like, okay, so we have the card that says we have to check for a Vistana wandering around, check for her near the abbey. That's all we know, right? Is there any other reason we need to go near the abbey?
Why don't we just go outside the abbey and wait for her?
Yeah. Can we do that, mister? Will he come
out? You can do whatever you want. We're here for you, whatever you need. I'm not going to stop you from going up there.
How are you guys, have you been attacked by anything other than werewolves?
Well, we need silver weapons.
That's true.
Let's not walk up before we forget the silver weapons.
As far as we know, there's no werewolves up there. Nothing has come down there. All those things have happened outside the walls. We very, very, very rarely travel outside the walls. There's regular wolves, there's werewolves, dire wolves, lots of wolf things.
When wolves? Why wolves? Who wolves? What wolves?
So, do you have, like... Because I think Lank had mentioned last time, or somebody had, where they were like, maybe we could melt down our coins and, like, make a weapon or something. Do you have a blacksmith? Not that I would ask that. Never mind. Somebody else ask that.
I think Lank actually... Lank would ask, is there a smithy in the town? This is my new accent, apparently. Is there a smithy in this town, my good fellow?
He's possessed!
Lank the vocal chameleon.
Lank can blend in anywhere. As long as it's either this voice or this voice. Ah, yes. We need silver weapons, old thing. Oh.
No, not really. We don't have any horses or anything like that. The weapons we have.
What you were saying? All right. So there's nowhere nobody sells weapons. Nobody sells metal. Metal objects, like forged metal objects of any kind?
No, I mean, the guard has, you know, the weapons, our spears. There's a few short swords about, but other than
that. Where are your dentists?
What?
They've all been executed.
They don't need dentists anymore because they all brush their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if any of you would like, I mean, you could sample our, it's very minty.
Where do your guards get their weapons?
Well, we've had them. They've been passed down through the guard.
So there's nowhere that the weapons get repaired? No, there's no anvil, for example, in this town?
I mean, yes. I mean, there's things that, like that for crude repairs, but, I mean, you're talking about silvered weapons. I don't know that anybody here would... Are you thinking about making some, or...?
At this moment, we're thinking about just... adding some silver accoutrement, I'm not sure Blank would use that word, some silver accessories to our current weapons in case we run into werewolves again.
Mm-hmm. Don't we have any feelings among us? Let me see your teeth, everybody.
You'll just go in biting the werewolves.
So like melting down some coins, making a spike to put on the end of a maul. You know, of a sword. We're not talking elaborate metalwork, but just something so that we're prepared just in case we run into more werewolves, which is seeming increasingly likely.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably fasten something like that, but I don't know if we can get things hot enough to do that. Don't you need like a forge or something?
Yes, that's
right. How hot does Irina's bouts of fire get?
All right, she's the forge now.
Here, Irina, hold this cast iron bucket. Yeah. Everybody, run away. Irina, I hate you, you're ugly! Fuck you, Irina!
Did you say that there might be weapons... Like, sorry, this is out of character. Did he say there might be weapons up in the Abbey?
It sounded like he thought there could be. I mean, he doesn't really know what's up there.
What the hell's the point of this weird old Abbey up there? Why don't you guys revolt and kill it? Kill the Abbey. Not you, Abbey, just the Abbey up on the hill.
I was confused.
Kill the Abbey!
Well, they don't really pose a threat to us. They don't...
Except they're crazy and you're scared of it, so why not...
We just don't go up there. We just kind of don't talk about it, don't look at it.
All right. This
sounds
Let's
go
like
over
the
to the pond.
Yeah, let's go check out the shrine and see why the heck he would be standing over there.
Huh? Maybe we could dredge it and find something silver. You never know.
Is there something Link has that, like, aren't we looking... What is it? The key to Petrovna's grave.
Oh, that's true, too!
We're looking for a grave.
Oh, a graveyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the graveyard be up by the abbey? Oh, no, wait, that was... Never...
There is, yes. There is I believe... I mean, again, it's, you know, been said. I mean, there is a graveyard up there, yes.
Do we need to rest or anything? Does anyone need to rest before we head up there?
Everybody took a short rest, so...
I would like to take a short rest just so I can revive my one spell slot that I just used.
My kitty is tired.
Probably warm up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would it be a problem if we wait a day to go up there? DM and Burgo?
Again,
guy?
you can do whatever you'd like. There's no place really to stay. I mean... Some of us could, I'm sure, take you in. I have some room in my home. I would have room for at least some of you in my home now. Yes.
You're the burgomaster. You should have a huge mansion.
Oh, no. Just a humble cottage. It's right over here.
Wow, you're very friendly and trusting. What is wrong with you?
Well, you're touched by the morning lore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. I forgot that I was lying about that.
Don't you hear the angel? It's hard to forget.
All right. I don't know, you guys. Out of character or in character, whatever. Like, do you think we should just go up to the Abbey? Does anyone actually need to take a rest? I don't know if anyone...
I would probably benefit from a rest.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Okay, let's rest.
Fuck Nat's pants.
Yeah, and Nat's rest. Probably sounds good, but, you know.
Oh, right, Nat.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know what, I mean, we that was the reason that we decided to go to Kresk in the first place, because we were like, we can't go on, we're all dead, basically.
But, I mean, really, like, he's been captured by werewolves. Like,
right.
He's either dead right away, or, like, they're, you know, raising him.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're raising him to be a vampire in the Abbey.
Didn't Irina say that there was something about, like, people in Kresk getting children taken too? Was that true?
She said there were stories about that.
All right. So, hey, we heard some stories. Sorry. Before we decide to do whatever the heck we're going to do, we heard some stories about you have kids being taken from your village by werewolves. Is that, or is that a myth? Urban legend.
Well, there have been some stories. Like I said, occasionally we will venture out past the walls. And someone...
You just send your children outside the wall.
Yeah.
That's the occasion, just to when we're like, get the fuck out of here, kids. God, mommy needs a nap.
That's not funny.
Oh, sorry.
Go play with werewolves.
Go play with a werewolf.
Someone said that they had seen a child being carried up through the woods by what they said looked like a werewolf.
Wait, when? Recently?
This was... a few months back now?
Oh, okay. So not like Nat's pants. It wasn't Nat. Nat. I can't say that name. It's the stupidest thing ever. Nat. It wasn't Nat. All right. Cool.
So that might be where the stories came from. I don't know.
So
thankfully, no one from this village has been taken. We're very safe and cautious.
You are very fortunate. I mean, how are their walls are? What are they compared to Velaki's walls? Like, how are these people not being attacked
these
by
are,
anything?
The walls were stone.
These walls are stone?
Yeah, 20 feet high, stone walls. The Velaki, it had a much bigger area to encompass. Uh-huh. They were more of like a, what
wood?
Is it? The what's the word? Palisade? Is that the right word? No. I don't
like
know.
Big logs?
Yeah.
Palindrome?
It was palindrome walls.
Yep.
Parapet.
Parapet's almost a palindrome, right?
Yeah, almost. So, you jerk, fortunate jerk faces.
We're at Kothiath.
Kothiath. All right. Well, I guess people... Okay, so what did we decide? Do we want to rest? Do you guys want to get... I mean...
We should rest.
Back? Yeah.
We want to get some pizza.
Yeah. Some of that good old Kresk pizza.
That we've heard so much about.
Yeah.
All right. So he takes you back to his cottage. It's actually the closest building to the gate. From the glimpses of the other buildings you've seen, it looks like it might be the largest one in the village, but it's still a modest dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he takes you in, and he says, Anna, come, we have new visitors! And he wouldn't say new. We have visitors! And a woman emerges from a room in the back. Why are you staring at
her
me?
Her name is Anna. Wasn't that Goran's girlfriend? Will's like, yo, you still Goran's girlfriend? I don't really care that much, but yo, you still Goran's girlfriend. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, by the way, this burgomaster, it's Goran.
Goran!
And she comes out. She's, oh, hello, welcome. She looks maybe almost worriedly to her husband and then back to you. So, yes, come in, make yourselves welcome. Are you hungry? Can I get you anything to eat, or what can I do for you all?
Why the hell are you in my house?
Could we please have a saucer of milk to put on the floor?
We have goat's milk. Is that okay?
Meow.
When you meow, the woman rubs her head against your hand. It says, little kitty, think that sounds good.
Aww.
Yes, please.
She's like, oh. And she looks, she's like staring at her now, that the cat lady. She's like, okay. Great.
That was my reaction too.
I'll be right back. And he says, he says, yes. he says, yes, make yourselves welcome here. And he gestures to a door. This room is open for you. There's a bed that you could squabble over.
Dibs!
I'll sleep on the floor.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a while since we've rested, so I can probably fall asleep most anywhere.
Is there a bureau in this room?
There is, yes.
Rufina opens all the drawers.
All right. They are all full of clothing.
Huh.
Looks like a young person's clothing. Maybe like a someone in their mid-teens or something like that.
Are those Nat's pants?
It's just full of pants. Pants!
Rufina takes all the clothes out of one of the drawers and gets into it to sleep.
He follows, but he's like, oh, and he seems like almost upset, and he's like, starts like gathering up these clothes. Yes, certainly. And he's like sort of gathering them into a pile in his arms.
Oh, don't worry, I will put them back.
No, that's okay. I will find a place.
I'll put them back when I'm done sleeping here.
Whose room is this?
You can take the room. It's okay. Don't worry. No one. And he starts to cry.
Oh
no, it's a dead person.
Oh no.
Oh, now we've stepped in it.
Well, you did.
You climbed into it, actually.
She was tearing the clothes apart to make a little nest in there.
Better me than the cat. I don't have claws.
Going through the drawers, shredding the clothing, you're like, good thing this doesn't belong to a dead kid or something.
And his wife Anna comes back in and she's like, oh, it's okay. And she like sort of puts her arm around him and guides him out. And she comes back and she says, yes, I'm sorry. We recently lost our youngest son, Ilya. He fell ill and passed away just a few days ago, really.
I'm so sorry. Was it contagious? Because I was sleeping in his clothes.
We believe he specifically caught it from a bug that nests in fibers.
No, Rufina doesn't really say that.
What? Neither does she. What? None of us has really said anything that's happened so far.
Was the illness... Like, Will would ask
Was
that.
It vampirism?
Exactly. It was vampirism. Like, was it like some kind of wasting away in the night thing? What was it?
No, I mean, it was... Nothing like that. I see what you're all hinting at. No.
Hinting.
No, I mean, it was something he developed a cough that never really went away, and it kind of progressed from there. I don't know. I mean, it was over the course of a month or so. But, yes, so sorry for my husband. Obviously, we're dealing with a lot.
Do many people fall ill in this town?
I don't know. I mean, people get sick, but no. It's not like we don't have a pestilence here, if that's what you're worried about.
Do you have other children?
Well, no. I mean, this was... He was our... We did have... other children.
Oh no.
Wait, and you don't have a pestilence problem?
Yeah, I know. He was our 18th child and they all died in a series of 2 weeks and they all coughed themselves to death, but no, it's not contagious. Oh, and I forgot all the other houses. You could stay there too because everyone else is dead. But no, there's still houses.
The pool in the north is just mucus.
Aww, ew. Ew.
I mean, they were older. I mean, one did get sick. It wasn't the same sickness, and this was years and years ago. And our middle child, he was not as cautious as my husband and I are, and he had ventured forth beyond our walls, and he had never returned. But this was years ago as well. Ilya was much younger than our other two boys.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. But you are certainly welcome here.
Do you need a cat for company?
I don't know.
Are you talking about a real cat or what?
She just keeps glancing at the woman.
She's really very pleasant.
But then she looks up at the dragon flying around Will's head.
Oh man.
No, I think we're good. Yeah. Thanks.
Now I'm like, is this a clue, or are we just supposed to go, oh, life is sad in Barovia and it sucks, let's move on. Like, I hate that. I don't know if we're supposed to focus on this.
It's all right. We're sad now here in Barovia, but that's fine. You just settle in and,
Is that your hint? It's just normal sad shit, not something that's a clue.
We have sad lives here. Don't dwell on it too much.
Okay. Okay. Oh, how depressing. Okay.
So, yes, and she leaves you to it.
God, one bed. Five of us? Six? Seven? How many of us? Damn it!
Wait. There are other drawers above me, you guys.
There are seven humans, though one of them doesn't think they're human.
Yeah, that's true.
Not human, actually. Humanoids.
Yeah. Wait, half...
Sorry, Lank, Rafina, Batwag, and Nick.
Yeah, I'm the only human. Oh, okay.
Irina's human.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Well, she's part human. Whatever her arm is probably different.
Yeah, part devil. I don't know, she gets the bed. Fine!
You guys are mean!
Hey, I just... Oh! Village on fire, no!
And the cottage burns down.
Well, we definitely need to keep a watch. I'll keep watch at first, because I don't think I need to sleep really or anything. I just need to get my spells back. Okay, so we rest, or whatever. Mm-hmm. We keep a watch. All the typical things.
Honk-shoo, honk-shoo.
Yep. Everybody's in tip-top shape now.
Mm. Hooray!
Huzzah!
Get back 3 hit dice if you've spent any, and the morning breaks. Throughout the night, there's occasional that you hear the bell tolling at weird times.
Hmm. Like not on the hour?
No.
Oh, okay, we need to ask about that, too. Weird. Okay.
What? The bell is tolling?
Yep.
At weird times.
Tolls at random times.
Oh, is it from... It's from the Abbey, though. It's because they're nuts or whatever. It's just because they're like, wee bells!
So we just drown it out.
Yeah.
I was too busy watching Will breathe in and out through the night.
No way! I never sleep. Oh, man. I think Will would rather not sleep in that room. I swear to God. He'd be like, I'm going to watch all night. And then he goes and like falls asleep at the kitchen table or something. Like, I'm not sleeping with these people.
You're not sure if Batwack is staring at you or if he just sleeps with his eyes open.
Because he's a weird lizard.
Yep.
God, do dragon things
sleep? Is that just a clear coating over your eye?
He sleeps with his eyes open and he cracks his knuckles in his sleep.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.